he has been waiting for the longest time. There has never been any doubt of Prince Charles's desire to become king, but the sheer span of his mother's reign has left him becoming King Charles at relatively advanced years himself. And Charles may cut a more controversial figure as head of state than Queen Elizabeth II did. Married first to Diana Spencer, he began having an affair with Camilla Parker Bowles before Diana's tragic death. That in itself was a public relations problem.
Diana died so tragically in 1997. The challenge was, how does he, in inverted commas, rehabilitate Camilla, who was his mistress? And the answer to that was years of painstaking work, emphasising her good qualities, the fact that she had and he had so much in common, they could laugh together, they were similar ages, had similar friends. Him and the Princess of Wales, of course, was not the case.
Charles's seeming detachment, a perceived aloofness, have frequently led to accusations that he is out of touch with his subjects, and that will matter far more once he takes the throne.
Creating sustainable food systems.
But there are other concerns too. For many years, he has been writing private letters to government ministers, urging their interest in political issues close to his heart. These range from medicines, homeopathy, which is a favourite, to fish stocks, to the power of corporations over farmers. Convention states that members of the royal family are forbidden to express political opinions. When reporters have tried to ask, his aides have literally blocked them.
You've not been behaving unconstitutionally by writing letters like that.
So as king, will he be able to keep his opinions to himself? By tradition, the Prime Minister visits the monarch every week to tell her or him what's going on in government. It's only supposed to be an exercise in explaining policy and no more. A key question surrounding Charles's reign is whether he will reserve the right to tell the Prime Minister exactly what he thinks about decisions being taken by elected politicians.
It happens behind closed doors. We don't know the details of the conversations. We don't even know the remit for that conversation. So maybe that has to be opened up so as we can say, well, that is a good thing, that's a healthy thing. Or maybe there's areas which it shouldn't be happening.
From the sound of it, he has been advised to keep quiet.
He knows very well what is expected of him as king. He has strong views on things in national life, that's true, but I think he's also got a very strong awareness from an early age from the Queen and from his own training and his own judgment that as a constitutional monarch you have to be a little bit more circumspect, and I'm sure that he will be.
As the former Duke of Cornwall, Charles will also leave behind an enormous business empire in the southwest of England. It's worth more than $1 billion and has been accused of helping drive local traders out of business. And that, perhaps, is a particular concern for supporters of the monarchy, which, as of now, is a large majority in the UK. The question is whether he can maintain that popularity. Queen Elizabeth kept her support during many years when the behaviour of her family raised many eyebrows.
The Colonel of the Regiment and the Duchess of Cambridge.
And it's unarguable that in terms of the brand of the House of Windsor, Charles's son William and his wife Catherine are seen as a more exciting proposition, more glamorous than a man who seems often to prefer his own company to that of others. Charles has no doubt had many years to dwell on these things. His choices will help determine whether support for the monarchy continues as it is now.
Charles, Prince of Wales.
Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera.